Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod. Me and Tamara, we are going to do a recap of BravoCon episode. How are you feeling, Tam?
It's a little rough. Like, I got home last night and then I had to prep for this week and I have a photo shoot right after this. I'm exhausted. My feet still hurt. It's not even like they're bloody or blistered. It's the actual bones in my feet that hurt.
Yeah, they're bruised. Like they're, the feet yeah. are actually bruised with pain.
There was two girls in wheelchairs at BravoCon. Two.
Hold on. We need to recap that in a minute once we get to recaps, because I thought you guys were doing a crappy lake joke when I saw you pushing somebody in a wheelchair.
No.
So we need to get into that. First thing that I kind of want to talk about, because clearly I have eyes and I've seen online the highs and lows of the reaction of the squash, the beef with Victoria. Tam, I don't care if you don't say one word this entire portion, but I do want to recap the chain of events.
Okay. Because I'll chime in if I need to.
Okay. So I want to go back. I want to turn back time to when me and Tamara both released that we were going to be doing Two Teas in a Pod together. We had Vicky on. I was super nice to Vicky, friendly the whole time. The entire time during that episode of Two Teas in a Pod, she bitched about the fact that Tamara would ever say yes to doing something with me. Then Vicky went on Bryce Sander. He's on ET, and she did an entire interview calling me pathetic, along with other names, and why in the world would Tamara ever do this, that I'm a loser. And I still kept giving her grace. Then she called my boss over at iHeart and said it should actually be her instead of me doing this job. So there was a lot of residual stuff. Yeah,
she has not been kind to you. And we know that. I've had conversations with her. I actually, before that night, got into a fight with her on the red carpet. I think it's out there right now.
Yeah.
Because she does constantly poke at you and say things. And she was very upset about the January 6th, which is so weird to me. Like, that to me, that was just a joke.
Okay. So here's,
that was a joke, yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah. So after this all happened, which it's all coming out everywhere that this was all going down. She then came for me under a subtweet, and I responded, yes, where were you on January 6th? Which clearly I was making a dig at right. this point. I did not bring up January 6th at BravoCon. That comment was over a year ago. Then I saw her at BravoCon.
But, you know, Andy did he did bring it up on his radio show saying that you brought it up. And I'm like, no, Teddy didn't bring it up. Vicky brought it up.
Yeah, I never brought it up at BravoCon. I've never brought it up again. I also, last year at BravoCon, not this one, a couple of days ago, the one last year, Vicky was once again very rude to me. I could tell she was uncomfortable because it was her first year back in the mix. And I went out of my way to be nice to her, to make her feel comfortable when everybody was brought on stage. And both me and Vicky were brought like to do red carpet and on the side and not go up. So I've repeatedly tried my hardest. Then I was told I couldn't come support one of my best friends, you, at the Trace Amiga show. Then she went on to Watch What Happens Live, where she said I was 10 out of 10, the most annoying and rudest Bravo leb she had ever met. Listen,
you were not. No,
I had met her maybe twice and I was empathetic to her. So all of this is the backstory. I'm not making excuses for my behavior. But before I was invited to come on and squash the beef with her on Watch What Happens Live, people love to say, oh my God, we saw you had a pass on your arm. You just came on. Clearly, that's not how it works. You don't just break in to squash the beef. They drop your pictures. They do right. whatever. Before going on, I was told, don't bring up January 6th, which I never would have. It's not even a big deal. It was,
oh, they told you not to bring it up?
Yeah, I was told not to bring up January 6th. So I legitimately thought I was going to come on. She would probably call me annoying and pathetic like she always does. And that I would have been like, listen, it is what it is. But the first thing she said as I sat down with after her look of disgust and saying something along the lines of like, I can't even look at you, when clearly at this point she brought up January 6th again. So that's when I said, listen, and my mic cut out at that moment. It didn't on the television, but it did in real time.
Oh, so really? Because I wasn't there. I didn't see it.
My mic cut out. So it was like this weird, like you couldn't really hear. She brings up the January 6th. I say, I mean, I don't have footage from January 6th, Vicky. Clearly, I don't know if you were there. Like, I'm trying to make light of the situation. And then she just said, I can't even look at you. Blah, 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 blah. This is, you know, 6 hours after I saw her on the red carpet with you once again. I mean, you'd think after winning the Lifetime Achievement Award, she'd have something better to do than talk poorly about me on the red carpet. But no, she still made time. But I apologize to anybody else who has cancer for that comment coming off as an insensitive comment. For anyone that doesn't know, clearly I have it. I'm not in remission. I'm on an immunotherapy. But Vicky just coming for me continuously and me being told, don't bring up January 6th, and that being the first thing that she brought up, I said, you know, listen, I originally just thought you had issues with me because I was close with Tamara and we were successful. But clearly you're just triggered by someone that actually has cancer. I didn't do this comment to victimize myself or put myself in any situation like that. I clearly was bringing up what happened on the show with her ex, where all of that cancer storyline went down. Am I justifying what I said? Could I have just sat there and taken her once again, calling me, you know, annoying, pathetic loser? Probably. But I didn't.
What do you think would have happened if, when she brought it up, you would have just said, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that?
It's a lose-lose with her. She still would have put me down and she still would have been like, you're just going to do anything to be blah, blah, blah. Like, she has never once given me any grace when I never started it with her. And that has always been my issue. I have repeatedly, because of my relationship with you, gone out of my way to try to make her feel comfortable. And she has continued to push and push and push at me. And I just am in a situation where I'm just not going to take it anymore.
Yeah. And I get what you're saying. I know she has not been nice to you. I would have loved to just have heard, even if you didn't feel it, you know what? You're right. That was a mean comment. I'm sorry. Even though she's had said multiple things about you that are mean. I feel
three
like sometimes,
hours before.
I know. Sometimes you just have to say, you know what? It's good. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. And like, then just hopefully move on.
Like, had that happened where she just let things go at BravoCon? But no, it's like, you would think, here's the thing. If you were being honored for something or somebody's being honored, and then you chose to take that moment to then put down something that your supposed best friend does with somebody else and that person again, to me, I just don't think you're a good person. And I hit low.
Yeah.
And does it feel good afterwards? No. And that's the thing. Yes. There are people.
Do you wish you wouldn't have hit low? Do you regret it?
I think that I wish that there was a lead in that was more productive to have a real conversation. When she started out with the second that I sat down, rolling my eyes, calling me names, and then bringing up January 6th, I think knowing the way that fans' reactions are towards me, if I would have then apologized in that moment, I would have been pummeled even more.
You never really know. It's just, it's a hard thing.
But I don't ever want it. Like, here's the thing. Like, do I think that what she did with her ex on the show with cancer was absolutely disgusting? Yes. Do I think I needed to bring it up again during her big moment the night before? No, but she could have just let it go. And then
I had a feeling she was going to bring it up. She brought it up to me. Oh, she brought it up on the red carpet.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is so triggering to her.
I don't know why either. So, I mean, that's really where I stand with it. I mean, of course, there are the people online like, yes, you gave it to her. But like, even hearing that doesn't make me feel good either.
Yeah,
I would have ultimately always liked to squash the beef when you can.
Yeah.
But that's where we are. But for anybody that needed to know the chain of events, that is why I never started it with Vicky.
Move on. Let's go.
Yeah, she clearly was not ever going to be in the place to squash the beef with me. And that is what it is.
Okay, there you go. I wish you guys would have, but you didn't. So let's...
And there we are. Next question. Speaking of, this is a BravoCon fan questions, and then we can go to more to host chat. Tamara, people want to know what was said between you and LVP.
Me and LVP.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. This is in like the Instagram questions. I guess.
I don't anybody. Because we had did I post a picture?
Uh huh.
I wasn't posting. I had Caden posting for me because I didn't even look at my phone almost the entire time I was there.
Tamara's mad at you because now she's, and I'm like, I don't care if Tamara posts with LVP or anyone.
Why would I be mad at you for posting? I don't have an issue with Lisa. She's always been extremely nice to me, both her and Ken.
But that's how everyone takes everything.
I know. It's just crazy.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection, in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll tell you, the fans on social media are so different than the fans that were actually at Bravo. Everybody was so kind and so sweet and so supportive. And then you get like on social media and like, for instance, let me just tell you before I talk about Lisa Vanderpump, but you know, I had announced on a panel that next season, so that my daughter would be joining the show, and everybody applauded and was like, yes, yes. How exciting. People are coming up to me like, oh my gosh, they don't know what daughter, but they just, I think half of them don't even know I have two daughters. Right. And so I post it and I sent it to Sophia. I'm like, look at everybody applauded. They're so excited that you're going to be on the show next season. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, she texts me. Clearly it bothered her. She's all, it's crazy to me that people think they know our lives in the comments of that one Instagram post you sent me. And she put a parentheses, her daughter doesn't even like her. And if they know anything about me, and Sophia, sorry, let me back up. So Sophia writes in a parentheses, her daughter doesn't even like her. And she says, as if they know anything about me. It's crazy they speak on my behalf like they know me. I said, listen, sweetie, I said, those are the people on Instagram. Don't pay them any attention. And she goes, yeah, I know, obviously.
When you're actually there, people are so loving and kind and fun. And I do have, oh, it means one-sided relationship.
Yeah. Parasocial. Okay. So, yeah. So she went in and, you know, she, then I started thinking, I deleted the post. I go, I'm going to delete it. She goes, Mom, you don't have to do that. I'm all right. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. And I'm like, you know, instantly I thought, God, what am I doing? Why am I bringing her on the show? People are already like talking about, you know, mean stuff on there. And I'm like, so I have to really have a conversation with her. Like, are you sure you're ready for this? She is 18. She can make her own decisions now, but yeah. It's just crazy to me. So back to Lisa Vanderpump. We just walked up and she's like, we were saying, let's take a picture. And then I went, oh, I'm not sure Teddy's going to like this. So I did it. That actual picture is going to be on, A Day in a Life with me. So I had a camera follow me around the first day at BravoCon for about 3 or 4 hours. And they went to each event with me behind the scenes. So that is going to, I'm not sure where it's playing. I don't know if it's going to be like online on Bravo or Peacock, yeah. But you'll see it. So she was really sweet. And she was actually very sweet about you.
She was nice about me. She was nice about Kyle. She was nice about Dorit. I mean, I think that's the difference. I mean, between two types of people, like, yes, have I had issues with Lisa Vanderpump in the past? Yes, but we haven't had issues in a very long time. And we've been recapping season one and we've been loving her season one. So it really is like, you got to just let things go and move on. And I'm
says the girl that couldn't squash the beef.
Did I start it? Did I start it? That's the point. If they put me and LVP in that room right there, I would have squashed the beef with her.
Yeah.
There's not, I have no residual anger towards LVP.
Yeah. I've always liked her. Oh God. So who was your favorite and least favorite to meet?
Oh my gosh. Who was my favorite? I think I just had so, I mean, our party the first night was so fun, I thought.
Oh my God. It was, I mean, I didn't know what to expect. We were both all worried, concerned. Oh my God, is anybody going to show up?
Yeah, so it was 7:02. Yeah. The party started at 7. We're like, shoot, no one's here.
I mean, it was in a suite, which is a rather large suite, just overlooking the strip. It was beautiful at the Four Seasons. And Larsa and Marcus were the first people to show up. And I thought, like, you know, I love Larsa and I got to know her really well at Traders. I thought, oh, they're going to show up and they're going to have some big, fabulous party to go to. No, they were at our party till midnight, like, or whatever time it was. Yeah. Do you know how many housewives from across the franchise were actually there? I need a number.
I think, was it 46?
I don't know.
Our producers will have to write in.
But I did have housewives come up to me and say, oh my God, why wasn't I invited to your party? I'm like, oh shit. Cause you know, I have a list of people. I don't know every housewife. Like I know a lot of them, but I don't know all of them. And then I felt bad because, you know, I invited some, you invited some, iHeart invited people that we had on the pod in the past.
And then there was cast members going.
So is so-and-so going? Cause I don't know if I want to go if they're going. You know,
but also when there was cast member issues, they would just like come in and just not even be anywhere. I mean, and granted, it wasn't the biggest room in the entire world.
It was a good size room, though.
It was a nice suite. But like they would just come and stand completely
on the opposite
side as whoever they were having beef with. But I had so much fun with so many. I thought actually Caroline Stanberry was so nice and fun.
And Sergio, I love them. Lisa and Jody, her new boyfriend, were there.
Lisa was great. Larsa and her boyfriend were great. Oh, one housewife did have to sneak out to avoid other castmates because they are on no speaking terms.
Oh, boy.
There was
Joey Gorga was the life of the party. He, you know, Jersey style, he had a bottle of vodka or tequila and he was grabbing people and doing shots right in their mouth. I mean, when Eddie Judge is doing shots.
Don't you worry. I saw that picture. Don't you worry.
I know. I did one. I don't even like doing shots. But Eddie, who hardly ever drinks, was like, oh, my God, he was having so much fun. He totally bonded with Frank, all the Jersey guys, all of them, John, Fuda, Joey Gorga. Well, we've known Joey for a long time. And then Frank, who else was there?
The Salt Lake City girls were on fire. Dubai was on fire. I mean, it was really freaking
hilarious. Chanel came to me and goes, oh, Tamara, I didn't think you were going to air any of those things I was saying. She goes, oh, and I go, don't worry. You didn't say anything bad. She goes, I'm getting messages. I'm like, don't worry. You were good.
No, that, but by the way, like, it was night one. It was the only night that that there wasn't like another Bravo related, like, watch what happens live. So that's why all the girls.
Well, yeah, everybody was rolling in on Thursday and that's what it was. I would say the funniest part, we were in the back doing podcasts for almost an hour. We were trying to get up every so often, go out, talk to people. And Jeff Lewis breaks the door down in the middle of a podcast. And he's like, thanks for the invite, guys. Thanks for the invite. I invited you to my party. So he had a sponsored party through some alcohol brand and he invited me and I sent him a message and I said, you know what? I can't go. I sent it to Shane. I said, I'm sorry, we're having our own party. I couldn't go, but I didn't offer an invite to him because I was in the middle of a podcast when I got it. I just quickly responded. And he goes, I invited you to my party. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And Teddy's like, you didn't invite me to your party. He's like, Yes, I did.
Then he called in Shane and he's like, Shane, you're fired if you didn't actually invite Teddy. I know 100% I invited Teddy. And then Shane's face,
he
goes,
I know. And then he's like, you're fired. It was funny.
And here's the thing. The next question that we did get was, Teddy, do you think that Jeff Lewis went too far saying that about your business? Okay. Here's the difference between me and a multitude of other people. I like Jeff Lewis. I have fun with Jeff Lewis. The question was asked to Andy. Andy, do you dislike Teddy? Andy gives, you know, a good Andy type of answer. No, of course I don't. Like, he's not going to, you know, do whatever. Jeff says, I love Teddy. I love her so much that I did her program. Granted, people have died from it.
That's defamation, really bad. Like, that is Jeff. Like, I am surprised that guy has not gotten his ass sued by the things that come out of his mouth.
But here's the thing. I know there's no truth joke. To it. It's and he's just doing whatever he can for a laugh. And I can appreciate that. There is a reason he's up on that stage throwing shade. I'm not angry. I don't feel upset. Has anyone died? No. And like,
well, the thing with Jeff is he always goes for the joke, or if there's like some rumor or something, he's always got to bring it. He just wants to say things and get people talking, and it works.
But I also, it really didn't upset me. And that's why, you know, going back to any other beef or drama that we all have with one another is like, if you're really going to take things that personal, then you probably shouldn't go to BravoCon, or you shouldn't probably have these conversations, because that's what it is. There's a lot of fun, but there's also a lot of shit talking. The next question is, how do I feel about Sutton's comments about me? I think she pulled like the Mariah move where she did like...
Who's Teddy?
Yeah, who's Teddy?
I didn't hear anything about Sutton. Yeah, she did come up to me and ask me how, you know, I wasn't invited to your party. And I go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I go, but, you know, Teddy's also in charge of the guest list. You were banned. I was kidding.
She actually wasn't banned.
Joking.
If she wanted to come, I would 100% let her come.
But you didn't invite her.
Why would I invite her? But you could have easily invited her, and I wouldn't.
Well, it's the same as like I didn't invite Vicky.
Yeah.
Because you guys don't get along. But I invited Shannon, she didn't go. But I, you know, I was in so many panels and they asked, like, did you invite all housewives? And I'm like, yeah, we invited all the housewives. And I'm thinking, oh, shit, we didn't invite the one sitting next to me.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, she said, you know, essentially on her panel on Beverly Hills, she says she was upset that Kyle didn't have her back about the vodka and the purse comment. But meanwhile, in the episode we just watched on Beverly Hills, she's coming for Kyle's marriage publicly. And I'm like,
I know.
Really? And you know what? I'm pretty sure if you ask around the other ladies, they can all confirm what I said.
Oh, Jesus.
I said.
Yeah. I mean, I had so much fun. I was with Garcelle the last night. I actually hung out with her a couple of times. Really love her. I met her son, Oliver. I did a meet and greet with advertisers at the Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant at Paris, right? Is that where it's at? That restaurant is so stunning. Like, I'm like, oh my God, the chandeliers, everything, just a most beautiful restaurant I've probably ever been in. And Oliver was working there. So I'm like, hey, Oliver, it's Tamara. He's like, yeah, like, I know.
I know. I saw them earlier too. And Garcelle was very nice to me, regardless if she, you know, had things to say.
Hung out with Giselle there and Melissa Gorga. I mean, so much fun. I didn't drink that much at BravoCon this year, so I remember everything.
Compared to last year, we were pretty tame. People are asking me what happened between Teddy and Ashley Darby. Okay, so I said this on the pod. You weren't there that day. You were at BravoCon, uh-huh. And I was doing the interviews all day in the suite. And I said to Robin Dixon, I'm like, what the hell did I do to piss off Ashley Darby? Because I saw her when I was walking in, when I was with Gertie, and she snubbed me. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to ask her. Ashley Darby sent me a DM last night, but she said something along the lines of like, oh my gosh, Teddy, I heard that you thought I snubbed you. I absolutely didn't see you. I would have given you a big old hug. You know, I love you. Da 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 da. And I was like, okay, good. I asked Robin to ask you because I thought, what the hell did I do now to somebody else I didn't even know, because she's always been one of my favorites. So that was that.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabel, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next question is, Michael Rapaport told fans to shut up and not boo. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I don't think you need to boo people at BravoCon. People are going there, talent's going there and they're giving it their all. It's a long weekend. And I mean, I don't think you need to boo people.
I also think there's a huge, big juxtaposition between, the amount of people outside of BravoCon excited. Like, I saw Tom Sandoval got booed, but then he went outside and you would have thought he was David Beckham. The amount of people yelling with excitement for him.
Yeah.
People want to talk about your face when Gretchen walked out.
I wasn't thinking about Gretchen. I was about everyone because I had no idea that was happening. I had heard rumblings that Alexis might be there because she was doing some event that night. So, they could have easily brought her in. So I kind of had a feeling she was coming, but all of them and our actual cast was a little bit confused. Like Vicky didn't start with these group of girls that were up there. They weren't exactly like girls that were on for a long time. So we were like, I could see Lori up there and Gina Keo. That would have made sense.
Yeah. Was Gina Keo?
I don't know. I did heard that they were trying to get Brianna and Michael to present her with the award and something happened timing wise or somebody wasn't available. So I would understand that. I just thought, it was fine. I'm glad I had a long talk with Alexis afterwards. She's very lovely. Squash the beef right in front of Andy. And Andy was just looking at us with hearts over his head. So happy. This was at the after party.
Hold on. Is that who you squashed the beef with the final night?
No, I squashed the beef with three people at the final night.
Who?
I can't say it's not, it hasn't aired yet. So
can you give me a hint? Are any, nope. Just one thing. Are any of them from Orange County?
No, they wouldn't have done that.
Okay. No, yeah. But I meant like past Orange County. I didn't know if like maybe Gretchen came up or no.
No, I would have walked off if that happened.
So you wouldn't have squashed the beef with somebody.
No, I wouldn't. This is deep. This was almost a legal issue. This girl had contacted my children. Yeah. So no, she's dead to me. She will never, ever be around me. Us Weekly just reported that RHOC Jennifer Pedante says she and Tamara Judge are still struggling. We're not evolving. And I just had to laugh at that because, first of all, we did squash it at the reunion. And I talked about this in a pod recently. I invited her out. I tried to help her get glam. I was so nice and sweet. As soon as I left for Scotland, they bashed me. And when I say bash is not, I mean, this is disgusting, lying shit, talking about me as a mom, which neither one of them have ever been around me as a mom, saying my kids don't speak to me, going after Eddie, going after my gym that's not even around anymore. I mean, the shit. And it was like, where is this coming from? And then she gets up there and plays victim. Which is not evolving. Well, no shit is not evolving. No shit. Well, she's been told 3 times to shut the fuck up. Not by me.
Walking in that VIP, like where you get the margaritas and the food or whatever, that area, it's just the separation between Jersey, Monica, like it was a lot. Like Monica was always alone, which we'll get into that once we get into Salt Lake City.
So I have one last line to say, like, if you want to, and then she's like, I really want to fix it. If you really want to fix it, stop talking about me.
Now we're just going to run through like the actual big things that have happened because we have to get through this episode. Do we know what happened with Lala and Captain Jason? We do not know. Lala said she'll come on the pod. My guess is they're playing it up a little bit for fun, but it made me go, what happened with Luann? Luann said on our episode, she was going to have a moment with Captain Jason.
Yeah, I know. I saw her once and she's like, yeah, I met him. He was super nice, but she didn't really say anything more than that. So I don't know, maybe there was no love connection, but I feel like everybody was trying to put him together with somebody.
Is he the only single guy of BravoCon? Like, why?
I doubt it. But a lot of the guys at BravoCon are younger or they're married.
Yeah.
There's true. No.
We saw Abe the Babe a lot.
Eddie went to dinner with him and a bunch of other guys said he loved him, said he was such a nice guy.
My favorite part of BravoCon was I do love Bryn. Oh, that's who my favorite person was. Bryn was awesome and Uba was awesome too. And I have a little bit of a girl crush on Erin.
I love Erin. I love her. She's adorable.
You know, we have matching birthdays.
Oh, you do? Me and Lala have matching birthdays.
This tracks on both sides.
Both sides. It does. For sure.
Okay. The headlines that came out of it is Erica Jane's documentary, greenlit by Bravo, Bet It All on Blonde. They showed that. Andy Cohen kills Bethany Frankel with kindness, calls Vanity Fair story an inaccurate rehash. There's a full Variety article. You guys can read it.
Yeah, I heard people talking that at BravoCon, Bethany was going crazy tweeting and saying things.
Well, now she has... you guys can listen. I just don't know that I have the bandwidth at this point. I feel a little tired, but I saw it drop onto my phone today that she has Denise Richards part one dropping.
Oh, was she jumping on the bandwagon too?
That's what I was wondering. Is that going to be a reckoning? We have also Kyle in Page Six, breaking down in tears, discussing Mauricio's split. I have to say, I can't actually imagine the amount, like imagine if what Kyle's going through, you are going through at BravoCon and every single question was about that.
Yeah. Well, I walked the red carpet with Shannon and I don't know why I was there because every question was about her DUI. You just see me like at one point you see me. It looks like I'm rolling my eyes because it's like, I mean, the red carpet is a timely. It sometimes takes over an hour to get through it. And it's like every question. Can I please read this one? Teresa booed at BravoCon says, I'm not leaving till Bravo fires me. So People has the full article at BravoCon in Las Vegas on Sunday. The crowd booed Teresa even as she talked about why she dislikes Margaret and why she thinks Jennifer Aiden is up her ass. But Teresa didn't let the public's opinion sway her. When asked whether she plans to return to Real House of New Jersey, she said, "I'm not leaving till Bravo fires me."
Oh, well, I would say
I would hate to be booed. That, like, I was even worried about that. Like, oh my God, am I going to get booed? She just said,
"I embrace the boos. There's always going
to
be
haters." I don't condone the booing because I just feel like you really put your life out there. People don't need to boo people, but.
Well, I had a slightly, and this one, I love when our dramas cross over onto other, like me and Teresa have always been good, but the night that we were separated because you had whatever your dinner was, and I had my Watch What Happens Live thing, I got invited to go to Delilah's afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I thought everybody invited would all be at one table. So it's like we all are in separate cars. You know how it is. Like you come out of Watch What Happens Live and they're like, "Teddy, you're in this one. You get in this one." Then it's like, "Larsa, you get in this one. Stanberry, Lisa, blah, blah, blah." I walk in and immediately, like, you know, when you check in, like with the guy that marks you off the list.
Yeah.
He escorts me to Teresa's table, which I assumed was the housewife table. And I sat down.
No. What?
Well, I didn't know. I thought we were all at one table.
Stay there?
No. Thankfully, I walk over and Jen Aiden's there. And Teresa was not rude to me or anything, but you could cut the tension with a freaking knife. Like, I didn't know. I just, you know, you have your host or your escort. They're walking you there. I'm like, "Is this where I'm supposed to go?" And he's like, "Yep, your party's right over here, blah, blah, blah." I get there and then it's like, I sit down and it's just crickets. And I look up at Edwin. Thank God, Louie, like at least was talking to Edwin. So there was like some sort of communication. But then I look over and I see like Larsa and she's like,
"Oh my God."
The final little headline we need to talk about is, why was Sheree, why were you pushing her in the wheelchair? Were you guys making the crappy leg joke or was she?
No. We were backstage in between panels and photo shoots. And she was sitting in a wheelchair. Now, mind you, I get it. I thought she was just resting. My bones in my feet, like I feel like they're broken. I've never had this feeling ever in my life. Not blisters, not blood. Broke, like crossed over bones that are like, I could barely walk. So I'm like, "Are you kidding me right now? You're in a wheelchair because your feet hurt down." She goes, "They do." I literally took
it wasn't a full injury.
It was an injury. She took her shoe off because her foot was hurting so bad. And then she hit it on a pole on accident and thinks she might have broke her foot. So there was actually two housewives being pushed around in wheelchairs. And the walking was insane.
What are your thoughts? I preferred it being in Vegas over New York.
Oh, 1,000%. Vegas is equipped for this kind of stuff. Everything was really, except for Watch Homes Life, under one roof. Include, like, you have your hotel. Everybody's staying in one hotel, not spread across New York City. And your car service is right out there. They drive you to the Caesars.
There's escorts everywhere you go.
Escorts everywhere. It was very organized, very well maintained. It was great.
No, I really thought they did such an excellent job. And here's the thing. Here's a pro tip. If you can't get tickets to BravoCon next year, what you need to do is just do a little research and try to figure out where
the people are staying.
And then just camp out and that hotel bar. Yeah, because everyone you need to see.
So I would be so mentally and physically exhausted to the point where I'm like, I just get me to my bed. And then you walk into the hotel and it was just fans everywhere. And it's like, okay, here we go. Here's another 45 minutes of my life when all I want to do is sleep.
But then happy to be there.
Yes. Yes. I feel so bad because a lot of times you want to take pictures with people and they're whisking you through the crowd to get to your next event. Yeah. So it was like, I apologize if you did stand in line and you didn't get to me. I would tell people, walk with me, take pictures as we walk, because I have to get to the next appointment. So
my favorite part was the day I was leaving, there was somebody standing out front and he comes up to me. He's like, I'd really love to get your picture, but a lot of these ladies won't take pictures if they're not in glam. And I was like, what are you trying to say? I don't look like I've been glammed.
Oh my God.
I look like I'd been run over by 82 buses. I was like, of course I'm going to take a picture regardless. But that was like, I was cracking up. Oh, one last little tidbit. While during that same token, I was sitting out trying to have breakfast with Edwin, like in the back where I didn't even know there mm-hmm. was a hotel restaurant because yeah. I was only ever in that front bar. And I'm sitting out there and, you know, like Eric is there. There's other people. Sutton goes to walk out, sees me, does the Yui, leaves. I was like,
she don't like you.
Well, that's it.
Well,
not really. Yeah. But yeah, that's it. It is funny. There's a lot of dodging and weaving going on. But thank you guys for tuning in. I cannot believe how many incredible episodes we had and so many amazing housewives that came to support us at BravoCon. We hope that you love the content and we will just keep it coming. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.